Vanderbilt, an 84-71 winner over Tennessee State, as we're joined by head coach Kevin Stallings. Well, you had a full week of everything to deal with. You talked about emphasizing some things. Just kind of talk about, give me some general observations of what you saw tonight.
Well, I was pleased for the first half. I thought we played harder than they did. I thought that we had a good focus and a good purpose to us. And then I thought in the second half, as the game wore on, I didn't think that we I thought we lost our edge. We lost our focus. And we started to try to make highlight plays instead of making sound basketball plays. The last few minutes of the game, really, quite frankly, was very disgusting to me. But nevertheless, we did a good job in the first half. We worked hard defensively this week in practice. And I thought in the first half it showed, you know, when you look and they shot 30, whatever it was, 6% for the game. That's solid. We did not do a good job of defending the three in the second half. Didn't do a good job of rebounding in the second half. Allowed them to become the aggressor. We turned the basketball over way too much. And 12 turnovers in the second half, just, again, because of carelessness and really just bad play. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take to get some guys' attention on how the game needs to be played in order to beat really quality teams. Obviously, we had an extreme physical advantage on Tennessee State. They're not as big as we are. They're not as athletic as we are. They're not, you know, any of that. And so we were able to exploit that, which is fine. But I still wasn't pleased with the last 20 minutes of our play.
Is some of that, and human nature is not the right word, but when you get up by 22 and 23 and you're playing those kind of games, is it sometimes easier to see the slippage in that situation?
Yeah, absolutely it is. And the teams that give in to human nature are the teams that get their butts beat by people they're not supposed to lose to. Mm-hmm. So the game and coaching is constantly trying to get your team to overcome human nature. Human nature is, I want to shoot it every time I get it. Mm-hmm. But you need to overcome that in order to be a good team and to be a good player. And human nature is, I'll play harder on offense and I play on defense because it's more fun. But you need to get your team to overcome that. You got to overcome human nature in order to be successful. You know, human nature is, I'll let everybody else rebound and I'll run down here to the offensive end, which we had some of that today too. And you need to overcome that. So coaching is constantly trying to get guys to overcome human nature, and yeah, you're right. It is human nature, and we gave into it.
Talk about, you've talked about this stat with me too. A lot of times you look at how many points a guy scores and how many shots he takes, and you had a couple of their guys in double figures, TSUs, but it took, you know, 13, 14 shots for them to get there.
Well, you know, again, there was a pretty sizable talent differential on the court today, and they were out there playing hard. They kept competing. We got them down in a position where we could have tried to knock them out, but our play wasn't sound enough. We had too many turnovers. We had too many long rebounds that they got for second and third opportunities, and then we start trying to make hero plays instead of making sound plays, and that's why we have 21 turnovers. I mean, we shot 68% from the floor, and honestly only scored 84 points. I mean, if you shoot 68%, you probably should score 105. Mm-hmm. And we didn't take care of the ball enough to score 105.
We'll take a break. A couple more moments with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner 84-71 over Tennessee State. We continue with Commodore coach Kevin Stallings. We were kind of talking here during the break, and there was so much talk about your focus on more defensive intensity this week. There wasn't a lot of talk about focusing on setting better screens and running harder and better off those screens. You could see the impact of that tonight, too.
Yeah, I thought our offense got a little bit better. The purpose, the focus, the intent of our offense got a little better. Again, it's hard to give yourself a real good grade on offense when you turn the ball over 21 times. Mm-hmm. And so many of them very casual and careless and unnecessary. We were able to get the ball where we needed to get it. I mean, you know, we shot 19 for 24 in the second half, but it's a little bit of a bittersweet kind of thing because.
I was going to say, it seems like you're more unhappy with this game than happy.
I'm way more unhappy with this game than happy, and so maybe that's just a weakness of mine, and maybe I need to get over it. But I don't, our starting wing players have 11 turnovers, and we have guys coming in off the bench playing, you know, 10, 15 minutes, turn the ball over three times. I mean, that's that's a turnover every second or third time you touch the ball, and that's, I mean, it's just insane. That's unacceptable to me, and so we're gonna get some things fixed, or I'm gonna pull the rest of my hair out.
We talk a little bit about Fest tonight. You started him. AJ didn't have a lot of practice time, and just kind of talk about him tonight. He really sort of, and you mentioned he's got a big physical advantage on a team like that tonight, but he asserted it.
Well, Fest is a guy that, you know, he plays with good energy in practice, and so it's not a surprise that he comes out and does it in a game. And so he had an impact on the game today. He blocked a couple shots there early and affected some, and so he did a nice job, and he got a little tired in the second half and took himself out, and we got this rule: you take yourself out, you get to put yourself back in. He took himself out and sat over there for like 10 minutes. And I looked at him and I said, "You let me know when you're ready to go back." He said, "Well, I've been ready." And I said, "Well, you know the rule. You got, what, am I supposed to read your mind? I just all of a sudden know you're ready." And or he would have played more in the second half, but yeah. he sat over there, and I don't know why. But Fest is not a great listener. I will say that. He's not a great listener. He doesn't, you know, we called a defense in the huddle today, and we went out and four guys were in one defense and he was in another.
Yeah.
And so those are the kind of things we got to get ironed out, and I don't accept any excuse or any reason as to why that's the case. It's just not paying attention, and we've got to get better at it.
Well, you get one day to get ready for another one now. Interesting turnaround here.
It is an interesting turnaround. If there wasn't an NCAA rule, we'd be practicing tonight. But there's an NCAA rule against it, so we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
We'll have more right after this.